Emily Ann Kane was just 24 when she won her first election to the Maine House of Representatives in 2004. But growing up, Kane says she didn't run for 8th grade class president or dream of one day making it to Washington.
Even if you'd asked me 15 years ago that this is what I would be doing now, I would have said no. Really, my first exposure was my best friend's mom. She ran for the General Assembly in New Jersey when I was in high school.
Kane says she spent hours at her best friend's house and saw up close the routines and sacrifices that come with running for office.
Her mom is also a Republican. I don't even know today if I would have voted for her because I don't really remember the issues per se. But what I remember was a strong woman I knew running for office.
There is a tinge of irony that it was a Republican woman who provided Kane with her first exposure to the possibility of a career in politics and public service. If she manages to get past fellow state Senator Troy Jackson in the June primary, Kane would have a chance to become the third woman to represent the 2nd Congressional District in Washington. The other two, the late Margaret Chase Smith and Olympia Snowe, were moderate Republicans, known for their willingness to compromise and work with members of both parties on solutions to the nation's problems.
Emily is a quick study. She gets along with people really well, and I think she works to try to find common ground on issues.
Hannah Pingree says those strengths were apparent from the moment Emily Kane arrived in Augusta and were a big reason why she chose her to be House Chair of the Appropriations and Financial Affairs Committee. Pingree, the former Speaker of the Maine House, is supporting Kane's candidacy in the 2nd District.
Really, it's the chair's job to keep the process moving, to deal with complicated issues, and to make it not partisan. And Emily really excelled at that, you know, balancing many different issues from education funding to healthcare funding to the revenues of how we're going to pay for it.
Kane's tenure chairing the committee paralleled the financial downturn, making the normal challenges of the budget process even more difficult. Ryan Lowe, who manages government relations for the UMaine system, was former Governor John Baldacci's point person on the state budget. Lowe remembers tense meetings with Kane and other Democrats and Republicans on the committee.
In a $6 billion budget, everyone can pick the one item that they hate and, you know, and just insist that's the issue that, you know, I'm not going to support any budget that does this or does that.
Lowe says Kane was instrumental in keeping Democrats and Republicans at the table talking in an effort to work through these kinds of roadblocks. But at the same time, he says she was also willing to take a tough line on issues that were important to her and her Democratic caucus.
Anyone can reach a deal if you give up everything that you want. She has a great ability, still has that great ability to know what those core issues are.
As she campaigns, Kane has been explaining how she tackles some of the key problems facing 2nd District voters. At a recent Lewiston debate, Kane was asked about high unemployment and the loss of mill jobs in the region.
It's a combination of focusing on education and training opportunities for people in rural Maine who want to stay there, that's place-based, that they don't have to drive 3-4 hours to get to. It's a combination of that plus support for small businesses.
Education is another priority for Kane, who says she'll fight to expand access to early childhood education and to make college more affordable by lowering the interest rate on student loans and expanding access to Pell Grants. Kane supports equal pay for equal work, an increase of the minimum wage, and collective bargaining at the state and federal level. And unlike her opponent, Kane says she believes there is a path to creating a national park in the North Maine woods that preserves hunting, snowmobiling, and other long-time pursuits in the forest. There are also key differences between the candidates on gay marriage and abortion.
I've been unwavering in my work to protect a woman's right to make her own healthcare decisions. And I firmly believe that women's healthcare decisions should be made between her and her doctor. I'm also the only candidate in this race who's voted in favor of marriage equality at every turn.
If there's an establishment candidate in the Democratic primary, Kane is it. Her stand on women's issues and her record in Augusta has helped her win the endorsement of powerful national groups like Emily's List. In March, she reported having $300,000 in her campaign coffers, thanks in part to donations by powerful Democrats in Shelley Pingree's fundraising network, like her husband, Donald Sussman. If she wins, though, it will likely be because she's convinced voters that her pragmatic approach to leadership and governing puts her in the same mold as the two previous women who represented Maine's 2nd District. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.